With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Cases of the sexually transmitted disease gonorrhea increased by 50% in Montana in 2018. That's according to a recent report released by the state health department. The number of reported gonorrhea cases in the state spiked again after state health officials reported 3 years of stabilizing the trend. Prevalence of the STD started its sharp rise in 2012. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services' latest report found the infection rate in the state is nearly 112 people per 100,000. According to the state health department, 1 in 3 people in Montana reported with gonorrhea live in Yellowstone County. Kim Bailey is a registered nurse and the Communicable Disease Program Manager at Riverstone Health in Billings. She says Riverstone has increased its efforts to get sexual partners tested and treated, and then potentially do the same for their previous partners.
And if they test positive, then we get their partners as well. So it kind of just grows as a tree. It snowballs.
Despite the recent spike in cases in Montana, the rate of infection of gonorrhea in the state remains lower than the rate in the country as a whole. Dana Fijas is the HIV and STD section supervisor for the state health department.
We are seeing also a nationwide increase.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a report in October indicating the U.S. is seeing the highest number of reported gonorrhea and syphilis cases since 1991. The CDC says gonorrhea is a major public health concern across the United States, in part because gonorrhea comes with serious health risks and the bacteria has grown resistant to almost every drug used to treat it. A video from the federal agency explained gonorrhea has become harder to treat.
Today, we are down to one last recommended treatment option.
The CDC says multiple factors drive the continued increase in STDs, including drug use, poverty, stigma, unstable housing, and decreased condom use. The Montana Health Department says it's working on a statewide media campaign raising awareness about the growing rate of STDs and how to protect against infections. Dana Fijas with DPHHS says that campaign could roll out before the end of the year and will include messages on social media platforms, including dating apps. I'm Corin Cates Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.